Hello, my name is Rodi Ferguson. I'm a 2004 Olympian in the sport of judo and a four-time national judo champion. And right now, I want to discuss one of the things that really enabled me to become one of the world's most respected and revered grapplers, and the thing that enabled me to be one of the top 20 judo players in the world. I'm not sure if you're very familiar with my background, but I played college football at Howard University, and I graduated in 1997. And after graduating, I decided to return to the sport of judo. And when I returned to judo, I had only practiced judo from the age of 7 through the age of 13. So if you're familiar with the sport of judo, all I had done at that particular time was pretty much compete on the local level, as well as learn some of the basic falls and techniques in order to protect myself and, of course, build up some kinesthetic awareness and some balance and proprioceptive skills as a young man. To say that my judo knowledge wasn't vast at that particular time would be very, very accurate. That would not be incorrect. I did not have a plethora of judo techniques, nor a myriad of holds or pins in order to go to, nor was my knowledge very wide, nor did it have a lot of breadth and depth in terms of judo awareness, much strategy, technique, or anything of the like. When I returned to judo in 2007, in 1997, I had one thing on my mind, and that was to become an Olympian. I watched the Olympic Games in 1996 on television, and at that particular time, I knew that I wanted to become an Olympian. Needless to say, the road was an uphill battle, and I wasn't really sure where to start first or what to do next. And I'm pretty sure that many people are like that. And if you're like me, you sit down at times, and you scratch your head, and you wonder exactly how you can begin a task or what you need to do. Especially when a task is so grandiose and it's so big. You're not really sure what to do first. And then after you do that first thing, you're not really sure what to do next. You know, just like I do that, taking action is the principal thing. It is of the utmost importance when you're trying to get something accomplished. So the first thing that you want to do is when you have an idea, or you have a plan, or you have something in mind that you want to ignite, you have to find that key or that thing to stick into the ignition to get the idea revved up and to put things in motion. So I didn't really know exactly what to do, but I knew that I had to find someone who did. So what I did is I looked at my particular local landscape in terms of judo schools. I remember when I was in Massachusetts, I was traveling everywhere trying to find a good place in which to practice judo. And through my research on the internet and after watching the Olympic Games, I found out that an individual by the name of Jimmy Pedro, who was a 1999 world champion and at the time was a 1996 Olympic bronze medalist, lived approximately an hour and a half or 2 hours away from me, and I was able to find out that he practiced an hour north of where I lived. So the first thing that I did is I made sure that I found an individual who had achieved high levels of success, and I aligned myself with that individual. I put myself in the same arena that he was in the same practice that he was in. I did what he did. I almost tried to eat the things that he eats. One of Jimmy Pedro's favorite foods before competition is a Mars bar, and although I did not get to the point where I was eating Mars bars before competition, I did get to the point where I had my own set meals and a structured game plan of things which I liked and things which I did before a competition. Those are the type of things that you want to do if you want to be successful in terms of martial arts. The other thing that I had to do was I had to make sure that I aligned myself with good materials in order to feed myself positive images and positive thoughts throughout the day. A lot of you know that I am an avid reader of the Bible. I really enjoy that text for many reasons. The main one is for my religious purposes. And I never really dive into my religious background when I'm making any of my products, because I just don't feel that it is necessary. However, I do believe that it is necessary to let you know and to tell you that the Bible is the number one purchased and number one read book in the world and is always on the bestseller list. And why wouldn't you want to get a book that's on the bestseller list that some of the most influential people in the world have read? So, by all means, get your hands on such material, and if you like to go to the bookstore and finger through the book, you don't even have to buy it. I would highly recommend that you do so. The second book that I would tell you to get your hands on is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Now, that segues me into a segment here that I want to cover on Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill had 17 success principles that he spoke about, and one of those success principles was accurate thinking. And what I really want to talk to you about today is accurate